24/7 World Radio, Watching a Prayer. And we're back. And we are back. And let's see here. I was reading, that's right, Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. And that one actor who played Gandalf in the movie just couldn't take it and ripped this verse. I think it was Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Ripped it right out of his Bible in the hotel room. Can't stand that conviction, right? Doesn't take a genius. You know, you don't have to be a law professor to figure out why people do the things that they do. So, there's that. And I wanted to make a mention of something here. So I saw these facts about domestic violence. No. Before I go to that, no. I said all that about Sodom and Gomorrah being destroyed, okay? Oh, and then here. People will say things like, well, Sodom and Gomorrah were being destroyed because of their pride, because of their they were not hospitable. They were not being hospitable to Lot's guests. And because they weren't being hospitable, God destroyed the place. Well, he didn't destroy the place because they were sodomites, because they were men with men working that which is unseemly, because they were committing an abomination in the sight of God. That's not why God destroyed the place. That's not Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, it is abomination. Abomination is from the Hebrew to'eba. Probably not pronouncing that right. It says a disgusting thing, abomination, abominable. In ritual sense of unclean food, idols, mixed marriages. In ethical sense of wickedness, etc. Because the Jews, under the Mosaic law, were not supposed to marry non-Jews. Because what happened was, continually happened, was the people that they were marrying would have false gods. And they would end up corrupting their hearts with these false gods and these bad religious traditions and stuff. So they weren't supposed to do that. And there were certain foods that they couldn't eat. And under the Levitical law, and in an ethical sense, the uncleanness and the disgustingness of the wickedness of the various actions and behaviors. Because God did not design, it violate with man and a man, the problem is that God said not to do that. That's the problem. And if you didn't have any other explanation than that, then that's good enough. He said not to. And furthermore, if you develop the point, you'll see that it's violation of God's design intent. His design intent for the private parts and so on is to be enjoyed in something called committed lifelong marriage. Committed lifelong marriage. Not before marriage. That's called fornication. That's sin. That incurs the wrath of God. That's invites God's judgment on Judgment Day. Hell. Bible says all fornicators, liars, and so on. Effeminate talks about that. It's against God's design intent. He intended Adam and Eve, man and a woman, male and female. It's really not complicated. It doesn't feed the demons inside these people and satiate their insatiable satanic lusts, because that's what it is. They got to feed the demons. They got to feed the demons. The demons are hungry, and they feed those demons with sin. And it's like an addiction. It's like a spiritual addiction. It's an addiction. It's a spiritual problem. And Satan loves it, and Satan really enjoys leading people into these lives of sin in order to further bolster his strongholds in the earth and try to further use people that are demon-possessed in positions of political power to try to stretch his power and control in his empire of sin. You know, he has to kind of keep pushing and infecting and corrupting and stretching and expanding. And so that's how he works. And so, yeah, you'll see sexual sin on the rise with tyranny all day, every day. And when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Of course, the mourning is going on and it's being suppressed. We're told, oh, everything's great. Joe Biden's wicked. And because of his wickedness, the wickedness of his life and of his decisions and of the men and women that he empowers, the people mourn. Oddly enough, though, you have all these other undercurrents, too. Freemasonry, another bunch of dark secret societies. And that's also the top sexual sin is right up there with all of it. So it just goes hand in hand. You don't find a lot of tyrants who are just pure as a driven snow. It's just, you know, I mean, look at Trump himself. What did he say? He grabs him by the crotch or whatever he says. You kidding me? Get out of here. So there's that. The trouble is there's no good men that stand up that say all the other stuff that Trump says. See, that's what the American manhood and the American womanhood who are patriotic and Bible-believing and historically normal people, that's the kind of, like, guts that they're looking for in a leader, okay? So that's kind of the role he fills. Anyway, abomination, Leviticus 18:23. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Well, okay. The other versions pervert it. They don't have the word sodomite in the Bibles translated in the 1900s. English Standard Version, New International Standard Version, New American Standard Bible. All these Bibles have been twisted. It contorted on this issue. You want to look up Virginia Mollenkott. Virginia Mollenkott was a stylistic consultant and a lesbian, and she was helping to consult with the translation of, I believe, the NIV, and another guy on the Old Testament Translation Committee, Dr. Wodstra, I think. And yeah, they were very much like pro LGBTQ before it was like a thing, and they were all right up in there and helping to translate what the NIV and stuff. Stylistic consultant. Oh, sure, that's not corrupt. So look at that. They changed the word sodomite, nice cut and dry Anglo-Saxon terms, right? They changed that to homosexual offender. Homosexual, if it's like reading the IRS manual, you know, of terminology twisting. You could just see the curveball coming when you see these kinds of, you say, okay, goodness, what's this one? You know, you're watching a magician, right? You're not blindsided by that. You're just sitting there going, all right, so what, you got something up your sleeve, or is it coming out of your shirt coat, or maybe it's tied up behind your shoulder blade? You know, homosexual offender. They twist the terms. So, because what that does is it can take a man that lies down with mankind and he can have some elbow room to kind of justify himself. He says, "Well, I'm not a homosexual offender. I'm not offending other people. I'm not, you know, raping other people. I'm okay. So as long as you're gay and you don't rape other people, that's even a perversion of the language. In the Bible, the word gay means happy." Well, the reason why I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah was because they were being inhospitable. Not according to Jude. Jude chapter 1, verse 7. "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, like America's doing, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh." Yep. Yep. That's why it was destroyed. Because they're perverted sodomite and bestiality, whatever else they were doing. Sick. It's dirty. It's vile. And actually, it invites the judgment of God. It waves a big banner in the sky and says, "God, we want you to judge us. We want you to punish us. We want this whole area to be punished. Please." And so on. So, having said all that, interesting thing happened in the NHL. Of course, you know, these rainbow flag loving major cities like Philadelphia, for instance. Funny thing happened. The NHL has a pride, you know, rainbow flag logo type thing, whatever, on their jerseys. Yay, rainbow flags on the jerseys. The rainbow flag, they say, supports lesbians, gays, transgender. The Bible calls them sodomites, and it calls them those that go after strange flesh. It calls, it names various sins. And by the way, there's many other sins, too. It's not just this. It's just a particular type. And you could find it. It's one of the particular types that invites the judgment of God quicker than the rest. That one, that's shedding innocent blood, abortion, child sacrifice, invites the judgment of God on an accelerated rate, you know. It's like Amazon Prime. Get it in 2 days instead of a week. You country can get judgment of God in 50 years instead of 100. I like that. Philadelphia Flyers player boycotts his woke team's Pride Night, refuses to wear their LGBTQ warm-up jersey. So here's an NHL player. And Philadelphia Flyers defenseman Ivan Provorov, a devout Russian Orthodox Christian, refused to wear his team's gay pride jersey Tuesday night. Now, the Orthodox are just tweedledee and tweedledum with the Roman Catholic Church. I don't believe that they have true Bible-based salvation. They might, but if they did, then slowly what would happen is a man or a woman who truly has repented and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not going to be long before the Holy Spirit begins to convict them that these religious bells and smells have nothing to do with the revealed Word of God. And it's not going to be very long. I don't know what the definition of very long is, but it's not going to be very long before the Holy Spirit begins to stir a man or woman to really dig into what their priests are telling them. And it won't be very long before they realize, you know, this is not of God. I don't recognize the voice of the lowly Nazarene here. The Bible says that his sheep hear his voice. And it won't be long before somebody that's involved in one of these types of religions that purports itself to be Christian, it won't be long before the individual says, you know, something just doesn't smell right here. I'm going to go and find something that's right because this is not it. And that happens. And And so this man evidently was a Russian Orthodox. Ivan Provorov plays for the Philadelphia Flyers. He refused to wear his team's pride jersey on Tuesday night. This is just this week. He explained that he made a choice to stay true to himself and to his faith. Provorov also made clear that he respects those who have a different view from him and did not elaborate further. So he was basically coached with his, I guess, his coach. They both said the same thing, so you could kind of see they talked about it. He says, I respect everybody and I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. It's my attempt at a Russian accent. Of course, now the Western media is going to jump on and be like, oh, Russian! Right? Philadelphia Flyers defenseman Ivan Provorov did not take the pregame skate on Tuesday night because he refused to wear his team's LGBTQ plus Pride Night warm-up jersey, citing his religious beliefs. Provorov, 26, and with bigger stones than most, told reporters after the Flyers' 5-2 home win over the Anaheim Ducks that it was his choice, quote, to stay true to myself and to my religion, which he identified as Russian Orthodox. I respect everyone. I respect everybody's choices, he said. Before the game, the Flyers wore pride-themed jerseys and used sticks wrapped in rainbow tape. Yeah, because that really makes your slap shot a little harder, I've heard. You know, it has nothing to do with your hockey game. Lord willing, we'll be back after the break. This is just easy.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören, jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.
Thank you.
24/7 World Radio, Watch and a Prayer, and we're back. And let me read this to you here. So we have this Philadelphia Flyers guy who wouldn't put on the jersey. And let's see, he's the only one who didn't have his jersey or a stick up for auction after the game. The Philadelphia Flyers released a statement saying, "The Philadelphia Flyers organization is committed to inclusivity and is proud to support the LGBTQ plus community. Many of our players are active in their support of local LGBTQ plus organization." I would like to see how many players are, quote, active in their support of local LGBTQ plus organizations. It's like two. One. "And we were proud to host our annual Pride Night again this year. The Flyers will continue to be strong advocates for inclusivity and the LGBTQ plus community." The NHL is different than the Philadelphia Flyers. The NHL itself had not released a statement on the matter as of Tuesday night. Flyers coach John Tortorella said he didn't contemplate scratching Provorov for not taking warm-ups. "With Provi, he's being true to himself and to his religion," the first-year Flyers coach said. "This has to do with his belief and his religion. It's one thing I respect about Provi. He's always true to himself. That's where we're at with that." NHL journalists, unsurprisingly, took a different view from Tortorella. Now listen to the journalists. Their totalitarianism comes forth as the demons come to the surface. Why do you think totalitarian authoritarians make life hell for so many people? Because they're full of devils. Because they're full of devils. Yvonne, here's this lady, Steph Driver, puts out this tweet that says, "Even Provorov was allowed to play in a game for the Philadelphia Flyers, the organization that was the first to say that you will be removed from the arena if you utter a homophobic slur, whatever that means, after refusing to wear a Pride logo for warm-ups. What an absolute disgrace. Should we round him up and send him to Gulag for having bad thought crime? Pierre Lebrun said, "But Provorov obviously does not respect everyone. If he did respect everyone, he would have taken part in warm-up and worn the Pride Night jersey. Don't hide behind religion." What is that even supposed to mean? No, I think the guy actually believes that a man with another man or a woman with another woman is wrong, is what he's saying. It's not about the person's identity. It's not about being full of hate. It's like, look, you're making a decision. You're making a choice. And you're making a decision that God calls sin. You're choosing sin. And I don't support choosing sin. I support choosing the opposite of sin, like as defined by the King James Bible. Like, why is that so controversial? Or why is it twisted and contorted? Because the demons are helping these people think through these things. That's why. Let's see. Okay, so that's an interesting thing. So then, further development. Let me see here. Just recently happened, like earlier. Trump, Hunter, da-da-da-da. Here we go. Seriously, where is it? It's a long list of news stories to get to. I say that because, yes, there are people who push against this stuff, and they deserve to be applauded. He's not targeting anyone. He's not advocating for anyone to be hurt. He's not advocating for anyone to be, you know, marginalized. He's not advocating. He didn't break anything. He didn't cuss anybody out. He's saying he's not going to support this. The NHL issues a statement on players' decision to boycott Pride Night. Players are free to decide which initiatives to support. You know, you can't, you got to take the knee over in the NBA and support all that. And if you refuse, oh, may the wrath of, well, I don't know, somebody come down upon you. Gateway Pundit reported on Philadelphia Flyers defenseman Ivan Provorov's decision to boycott his team's Pride Night on Tuesday. Provorov, a devout Russian Orthodox, refused to wear his team's so-called gay pride jersey, saying he made a choice to stay true to himself and his faith, blah, blah, blah. There, you read that. On Wednesday, the NHL issued a statement affirming that NHL players have the right to choose which causes they support. The NHL, in response to ESPN's request for comment, said Wednesday in a statement that players are, quote, free to decide which initiatives to support. Hockey is for everyone is the umbrella initiative under which the league encourages clubs to celebrate the diversity that exists in their respective markets and to work to achieve more welcoming and inclusive environments for all fans, the league said in its statement to ESPN. Clubs decide whom to celebrate, how, when, and how, with league counsel and support. Players are free to decide which initiatives to support, and we continue to encourage their voices and perspectives on social and cultural issues. Blah, blah, blah. Ah, listen to this. Hockey fans have spoken. Provorov's jersey is sold out online. So now everybody's jumping. Ivan Provorov's jersey, this is a quote from a guy on Twitter. Ivan Provorov's jersey is now completely sold out at an NHL shop in Fanatics, with the exception of extra small. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. May the Lord bless you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, may he bless you with the conviction of sin and repentance. Oh, praise the Lord. What cleanness. What manly firmness. Praise the Lord. Anyway. Provorov. Provorov. He wasn't bombastic. He wasn't in your face. It's just basically like, no, I'm not going to do that. Anyway. What else here? Oh, it's 9:30. You know, I don't have a ton of other compelling news. Okay, so the World Economic Forum's meeting, these wicked sinners, former UK prime ministers call for national digital infrastructure to track people's vaccination status in the event of pandemic. Hi, if you're just tuning in, I'm kind of jumping around in news stories. Coming to this one here in the World Economic Forum. Former UK prime minister calls for the, quote, national digital infrastructure. What is this, Tony Blair? A dirtbag. This week, global elites and world leaders are gathered in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum annual summit. Oh, how high and lofty. Tony Blair, a former prime minister of the United Kingdom, has advocated for the development of national digital infrastructure. These people are not, like, overwhelmingly intelligent, either. They're not, like... Tony Blair, a former prime minister of the United Kingdom, has advocated for the development of, quote, national digital infrastructure. Okay, comrade. To facilitate the distribution of new vaccines. Yeah, because that's exactly what we need. And to determine who is vaccinated or who is not for future roundups. I mean, pandemics. We need to grab society by the ball. I'm sorry, what? That's not what he said. He said, you need to know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been, said Blair. No, you don't. Satan. See, Satan is continually agitating this in the direction of the Mark of the Beast, which is going to be a cross-pollinated effort between government over here and the bureaucracy of, hey, I need a driver's license over here, and the medical system of hey, we can monitor your blood pressure and your diabetes medication with this special little thing in your hand, so we'll have to inject it into you over here. We'll help actually get the medical procedure done, you know, make sure that it's sterile or whatever. And then you cross-pollinate it all together with the technology people and Microsoft and Bill Gates and those wackos, and what else? Even Neuralink with Tesla's Neuralink, some tie in there, and this technological medical civic hodgepodge ultimately culminates in the Mark of the Beast. Bible talks about in Revelation 13. See, the thing about it is God's telling you the truth, okay? He's not trying to fool you. And his book is real, and what he's talking about is real, and everything that he said in there actually happened, including the flood and creation and everything that nobody in the West is taught to give any credibility to. And the definition of marriage and the definition of men and women and the definition of theft and all these definitions that God has given us are real. And God's standard is real, and his holiness is real, and his piercing gaze into your soul is real, and judgment day is real, and heaven is real, and hell is real, sin is real, the crucifixion of his son is real, was real, his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead is real, and the preaching of the gospel matters and is real, and we're still on track for judgment day, because guess what? God's telling you the truth. He's told you the end from the beginning, and we're marching toward ultimately the fulfillment of his prophecies, the mark of the beast. And the less that the people do about it, the less that they speak about it, the faster Satan can go. And Satan, God can set Satan back at any time. So Tony Blair's job is to advance the football just a couple more feet on the field towards the eventual mark of the beast. So he's doing his dead level British best to sell this to us all. I think there's a huge impetus now for a national digital infrastructure. Digitization is in healthcare is, I think, one of the great game changers. Cleveland Clinic boasts a completely electronic health record. Yay, all the peasants rejoice. Well, the upside is that we can keep track of you a little better and your records. Of course, I raised the question at one point to some people. Do you guys track like how much radiation some patient gets from this CT scan for their foot to that CT scan to their brain and this CT scan for their spine surgery? Do you like add it up for like a cumulative dose? Do you put your software to like good use somehow? No, we don't do that. So you don't have no idea how much you're dosing people. If they get this doctor over here and then that one over there and they don't talk to each other and they end up with all these like CTs and x-rays like radiating their bodies, do you track that or accumulate that at all? No. I asked the chief radiological tech that was in charge of the department. Do you track that? Are you aware of any of that? No. I asked the chief medical doctor in charge of like the radiological institute. Hey, do you do this? He was way up there. I don't know if he was in charge of the entire institute, but he was definitely up there because I worked on projects and stuff. You do that? Do you? No, we don't. We don't track that. Well, why not? If you're going to put this national digital, you know, high and lofty glittering infrastructure together to track our national healthcare, why don't you track like how much radiation people are getting? You know, how about people that go flying all the time? They go through those naked body scanners. Do they have a cumulative dose for people that go through those? You know, you're scanning your ID. You telling me you can't add that up over time? No, we don't do that. Oh, we need that would be the. That would be the inroad. Watch them take me up on it. That'll be the inroad to sell this. Well, you need to know how much radiation grandma's getting. And then the next follow-up is, well, that's what we sell it as, but then what we ultimately drive toward is getting a chip in your right hand or your forehead to track where you can go and what you can buy and what happens if we want to shut your car off. Isn't there like a kill switch they implemented in the cars recently? Shut your car off in case you're going places we don't like where you're going, comrade. the CIA will sort it all out for us. And then finally, let's see. So the World Economic Forum is going on. Those people are all carrying King James Bibles in their pockets. Yeah, they're limited by the fear of God, I'm sure. Let's see what else. Yeah, so there's just stuff going on, you know. Here's an unhinged reporter who tells the NHL player who refused to wear the LGBTQ uniform to go back to Russia and get involved in the Ukraine war. What a rude moron. Who is this guy? See, because they're spiritual. They're evil demons. And those demons don't like it when they're challenged with righteousness. Oh, they don't like it. Oh, no. Oh. So he lashes out. He has a little meltdown, a little temper tantrum. E.J. Hradek. He said, Provorov should return to Russia and fight the Ukraine war for refusing to cave to the radical left mob. So he didn't say that, but that's basically what he said. Absolutely amazing.
You're listening to 24/7 World Radio.
This is Eric John Phelps. Please listen to my broadcast, The Eric John Phelps Show, as I preach the true gospel of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, defend the Protestant Reformation that birthed Western civilization, and expose the counter-reformation of the Jesuit order seeking to make the Pope of Rome the universal monarch of the world. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Jack. I invite you to listen to my broadcast on 247worldradio.com. I preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Polish-speaking people scattered around the whole world. Furthermore, I defend the Reformation in Poland, Polish Protestants and Baptists, and Polish Reformation Bible. I also expose the Counter-Reformation in my homeland, led by the Jesuits and by the Roman Catholic Institution. Join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 247worldradio.com. Tu brat Jacek, zapraszam Was do wysłuchania mojej audycji na 247worldradio.com. Głoszę Ewangelię Pana Jezusa Chrystusa ludziom mówiącym po polsku rozproszonym po całym świecie. Ponadto bronię reformacji w Polsce, polskich protestantów i baptystów oraz polskiej Biblii Reformacyjnej. Demaskuję również kontrreformację w mojej ojczyźnie kierowaną przez jezuitów i przez rzymskokatolicką instytucję. Dołącz do mnie w każdy czwartek o godzinie 17 czasu wschodnioamerykańskiego na 247worldradio.com.
This is Brother Nicholas. Join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the German Bible Truth Hour and at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dutch Bible Truth Hour on 24/7 World Radio. This is Bruder Nicholas. Ich lade euch herzlich ein, mich anzuhören jeder Dienstag um 2 Uhr nachmittags, amerikanische Zeit, für die deutsche Bibelwahrheitsstunde und 3 Uhr amerikanische Standardzeit für die niederländische Bibelwahrheitsstunde am World Radio 24/7. Dit is Bruder Nico. U bent hartelijk uitgenodigd om elke dinsdag om 2 uur amerikanische standaardtijd het Duitse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen en 3 uur Amerikaanse standaardtijd het Nederlandse Bijbelwaarheidsuur te volgen op 24/7 World Radio.
This is 24/7 World Radio.
World Radio, watching the prayer, and we're back. And let's see, I'm gonna play for you this insane rant that this guy went on. This NHL reporter who tells Provorov to go back to Russia. Keep coming back to this. It says so much in such a short little story. He's this leftist, right? Tolerance. Here's a white guy, Provorov, from Russia. Since he's a white man, it's perfectly acceptable in the eyes of the corporate media, especially since he's Russian, to send him out of here. Get out of here. Go back to Russia. And yet, let's take another Philadelphia team, the 76ers, and their superstar Joel Embiid. I don't know how to spell his, say this guy's name. He's from Cameroon. What if a reporter, what if this guy told this black basketball player to go back to Africa? Whoa. Not only would that reporter, I'm reading this article, not only would that reporter have been fired on the spot, but there would have been national media coverage essentially portraying the reporter as a member of the Ku Klux Klan. But since Provorov is a white man from Russia, such xenophobia is perfectly acceptable in the eyes of the corporate media. In fact, given Russia's international pariah status and the ongoing racism against white people in general, his fellow journalists are probably high-fiving him behind the scenes. Kind of a tense situation. He's suggesting that Provorov, who is Russian, should return to his home country if he doesn't want to participate in such activities. Here. This guy Radek's overall message to Provorov essentially boils down to this. Return to Russia and fight in a war which could get you killed, all because the player refused to bend a knee to the woke mob. Well, it's not just the woke mob, but Satan. Yet, Radek will suffer no consequences for his vile comments. In fact, he may receive a job promotion. Well, what exactly did he say? Well, let's play it. Okay, I'm going to turn the volume up here. And go. He says he can go get on a plane any day he wants, and basically he says he can leave.
And Ivan Provorov can get on a plane any day he wants and go back to a place where he feels more comfortable, take less money, and get on with his life that way. If it's that problematic for him.
If it's that problematic that he turned you down, then why don't you get on a plane and go someplace else?
And he's been in North America for a long time. He played in the Western Hockey League. He's now been in Philadelphia for many years. If this is that much of a problem for him to maybe assimilate into his group of teammates and in the community and here in this country.
Oh, he's supposed to assimilate, huh? He's supposed to assimilate. Well, then why don't you have any of the people coming in from the Middle East and from Africa that are coming into London and Berlin and all these other places, why don't they assimilate into the culture there? Oh, no, they keep to themselves. You go to Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan. There's no assimilating going on there, is there?
That's okay. Listen, you can feel any way you want. But the beauty is, if it bothers you that much, there's always a chance to leave, go back where you feel more comfortable. I understand there's a conflict of sorts going on over there. Maybe get involved. So,
And then the other news anchors are like stunned that this guy would be such a jerk and a moron. I don't know what to say because you're crazy. What? I'm tolerant. I'm part of the tolerant left, and so on. So this is what we have to deal with in America, every day in every way. One guy says, "No, I think this is wrong. This is wrong." Meanwhile, half the rest of his teammates are probably thinking the same thing, but they don't want to do anything about it. And the guys' jerseys are now sold out. indicating that there's plenty of people that are voting for this exact behavior, saying this is morally wrong. This is not about their, quote, identity or them as some sort of protected class or status. This is a decision people are making. This is sin. This is a behavior. And I disagree with this. I think this is going to be judged by God, and I think that this is bad, and I don't want to ask God to judge us. This is wrong. One guy says that, and this guy just flips out. You know? Well, that's how Satan works. So they have these evil spirits, and on and on it goes. So that's what it's like to be in America here. That's what it's like. You got one guy, and now I know the history books are going to say that the LGBTQ community was, you know, suffering violence. As far as I can tell, they're promoted heads and shoulders over everybody else at the universities, at the major corporations. You know, they get their own special social clubs. You know, I'm part of the Rainbow Alliance or whatever. I'm part of the in crowd and stuff. And they're you know, Johnny Quarterback on the whole social structure. You want to know who's marginalized? It's the people who hold to, like, biblical virtues and values. They're the ones that are marginalized, browbeaten, you know, over an annoyance, you know, the off scouring, kicked aside. And so that's what it's like. So there's no oppression. If someone gets this audio 50 years from now, there's no oppression of the LGBTQ community. Okay. Not wearing the little rainbow flag is not oppression. All right. Kicking you in the face and shoving you into the curb is oppression. And so on. So no, it's not a thing. So that's that. And I also want to put on display the oozing tolerance and the appreciation for diverse views that are expressed. Absolutely amazing. Jamie, okay, so I'm going to bounce around to another article. I have no regrets, Joe Biden, on hiding stolen classified documents in his garage. I have no regrets. Does he even know what he's talking about? You know what? He's probably thinking that he has no regrets about getting the bacon rather than the sausage. I have no regrets. I fully intended to order cheddar on that omelet. And instead, I got provolone. But you know what? I have no regrets. We're not talking about your breakfast, Joe. We're talking about the documents in your garage that are in all probability just designed to divert us away from other things. Yeah, I have no regrets about that either. I have no regrets. Actually, it's more like this. I have no regrets. I'm out of breath. Man, I'm tired. He has no regrets hitting the snooze one more time this morning. Jamie Lee Curtis, under fire, after posting disturbing photo of young naked child in a box on social media. Hey, who does that? Jamie Lee Curtis. That's sick. These people are sick. Here's an image capture in the background of one of her media posts. I don't know. Is this a picture of her house? It's a giant 4-foot by 6-foot photograph on the wall. No, oh, okay. I'll be honest. It's really looking, now that I study this more, to be, I gotta say, at least 2 feet tall and 3 feet wide. Maybe more. Giant picture hung on the wall of a naked child. You can't see anything except the fact that they really have no clothes on. That's all you really see. It's kind of blurry and the way the legs are posed. And this person's in some kind of a brown cardboard tote with flip-flops on the ground. Looks like grass all around, and they're kind of jammed in there, like in the fetal position. And this is in a picture, a 2-foot by 3-foot picture framed, probably a $200 frame on the wall. Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween star. What is wrong with you? Five days ago, Jamie Lee Curtis posted a vaccine ad for Pfizer on Instagram. 3 days ago, she posted an extremely disturbing picture she has in her home of a child stuffed in a suitcase. We have serious questions. Oh, it's in her house. Yeah, I see. Is this you with Podesta artwork? Oh, yeah, Podesta. He's got all that sick artwork. Some say he's a child molester. Jamie Lee Curtis clarifies that artwork on her wall by revealing it's an image of a naked child taken by the kid's mother playing in a tub of water, which was then gifted to Curtis. Well, that explains it. Totally normal. Doesn't look normal at all. It's a weird kid jammed in a thing. Well, par for the course for these Hollywood wackos. More wacko behavior based on lies. Get this. A Dutch couple is so alarmed over climate change, they built a farm placing cows in the middle of the sea. There's a picture of a brown cow standing in the ocean. Well, you know, I was always told that the whales or that the cows evolved from whales, you know, so I could see the resemblance there, the bovine stare, you know. It's not that different from a whale looking at you. Not that I've ever looked at a whale. Or a whale has ever looked at me, for that matter. This is a story that could have originated from Babylon Bee. A Dutch couple believes the climate change threat is so severe that the entire future of farming rests with cows floating on top of the sea. Now, if they really wanted to go the full nine yards, they figure out a way to take these cows and to get them in a pineapple under the sea. Oh, no, sorry, that's SpongeBob. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. It's just as ridiculous. I feel bad for these people. They've been on this brainwash for so long, and they feel like it's their religion. See, what Rome has really done is they've replaced the substance and the core and the hope and the message and the truth of the Protestant Reformation and the value and the virtue and the impetus and the thrust and the vigor and the all-encompassing scope of a Bible-based culture that empowers you to resist Rome and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Based on virtue and based on doctrine and based on the truth. Now, they've reverted it and inverted it, gutted it and changed it for things like socialist Marxist communism, you know, this grand sweeping vision of someone's life. And now we have to kind of get into all these other spheres and reset everything for communism. Yeah. And they do the same thing now with feminism. I don't see any laws that prevent women from doing anything men can do. And climate change, man-made climate change. Oh, man, that is a big religious thing. We got to get involved, all hands on deck, something for everybody. This type of broad sweeping diversion. It's sort of patterned, if you ask me. It's patterned after the social implications of the Protestant Reformation and the all-encompassing scope and the change that took place. I mean, Rome knows what happened during the Reformation. They've studied that one inside, outside, and so on. So I think they're trying to mooch off the playbook a little bit, only instead of, you know, throwing off the temporal power of the Pope, they're throwing off the capitalist overlords, what, just to shove us all down into poverty, that's all. So you got your cows floating in the sea. What happens when it gets cold? Isn't the North Sea kind of cold? There's the Dutch cows out there. Yeah. Yeah, we get more milk out of the cow. The Dutch husband and wife team's experiment on sustainable agriculture, a high-tech micro-dairy called Floating Farm, can be found bobbing in the port of Rotterdam. The modernist structure houses 40 Maasrein Diesel cows, who collectively produce some 200 gallons of milk. It's salted milk. It's a bit saline, if you ask me. It's a little on the salty side.
And it's good. It goes good with the strudel and the that waffle stuff that has the caramel inside.
I'm joking. I'm sorry.
I want to learn Dutch someday. I want to learn Dutch someday, but not to speak to these people. I don't need my cows floating around in the North Sea, right? You're going to make all those Gouda cheeses on land. I'm more of a land cow kind of guy. With all that raw milk and butter. Raw. Yeah. 24/7 World Radio, Washington Prairie. Lord willing, we'll be back next week.
This is 24/7 World Radio.